Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Good afternoon, Grant, as always, host of From the Diamond, going to be on Sunday at 5 p.m. this weekend, 92.9 The Game Atlanta Braves Insider. A lot of different places we could start in regards to last night's game, but I think I'm going to start with the starter. Schwellenbach getting into the seventh inning, I think was really important, as Randy had pointed out yesterday, to allow you to bridge to those stronger relievers, Dylan Lee, Pierce Johnson, Iglesias. I thought that was really important. Wasn't his best outing of the season, but important nonetheless.
Yeah, really good point to make, you know, with regard to, you know, where the bullpen is a little vulnerable, you know, that they're still trying to find some answers out there. So when you get these seven innings from the starter, it really kind of helps you to not have to worry about the mixing and matching and the matchups and the covering the five outs before you can start to deploy your seventh, eighth, and nine guys. I thought it was pretty big. And I mean, you look at the numbers overall on the line, it doesn't look like Spencer Schwellenbach's strongest start of the year. I know he gave up the home run to Soto early. And then you look at really this the blue pit down the right field line that led to two more runs coming in. I thought that that was, you know, one of those where sometimes the other team, you know, they're better to be lucky than good. And I thought there was a little bit of that that went on for them to build their 4-1 lead. But those seven innings were definitely important in terms of the overall math to get you exactly where you wanted to get in order to win ultimately an extra inning game.
Grant, we talk about, you know, and it's, I don't want to say faith or whatever, but like a lot of us, and I'm asking you this question, when they're in a situation because of how this season has went and they're down 4-1 and you look at they have guys on base, what is your thought process? Because I'm like, oh, hell, because of what they've been going through all year in these type of games.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes it just feels like the Atlanta Braves 2-on, nobody out, can we score a run challenge? Or bases loaded, nobody out, will they score a run challenge? And, you know, you don't want to think that way. You don't want to look at it that way. But it has felt a lot like the missed opportunities are just a nightly occurrence. And you just kind of wonder, all right, what inning or innings are we going to look back on and think, okay, if you lose by a run, those were the chances. And they just could not afford to let another one go by once they got into the late frames. But Marcelo Ozuna came up with a big hit in the eighth inning. And then obviously you were able to manufacture the run you needed to in the 10th inning. And that could have been disastrous in a couple of different ways. I still don't know why Brandon Nimmo decided he needed to catch that fly ball, I guess just to call it a night for himself.
But hell of a catch.
Otherwise, yeah, I mean, you got done what you needed to get done, whatever it needed to look like, good, bad, or indifferent. And I think that, you know, to get back to where the Braves are on a nightly basis, it's searching for consistency. So anytime you get a win like this, you kind of hope this is one of the things that can start to at least stack up, because I don't think it's as simple as, all right, you're going to have a good night and all of a sudden your momentum is just back. This is going to be a work in progress for this team. I think we've seen that. We know that. And are just going to kind of have to accept it.
Grant, I want to talk about that catch from Acuna in the ninth. And you mentioned the blue pit. He almost made an incredible play. Couldn't quite get there. It led to a couple of runs there. On the flip side, some defensive runs saved there. That was an incredible catch. And then also, what did you see from Soto, his confusion there in regards to just being stranded and allowing Acuna to double him off?
Yeah, bad base running. I mean, they can get mad at the umpire if they want to, but you got base coaches out there. I don't think their first base coach could have been any more demonstrative about needing to get back. And so I don't really know what happened there other than just, you know, mental lapse for Juan Soto. But tremendous catch by Acuna. Again, you had to have it. You need these kind of plays. And those are the kind of things that in a lot of cases just haven't gone the Braves' way. You know, it just seems like the ball bounces for the other club and the Braves just aren't on the right side of those plays. But this just is another example, I think, of where Ronald is, how he can affect the game, both with his feet, with his glove, with his arm, and, of course, with his bat. And this was just, I think, a little bit of a, I don't know what you want to call it, maybe just a little subtle reminder that this is a guy who can be an impact player in all phases of the game.
So, correct me if I'm wrong, Greg, was he, like, talking about Soto, is there somebody that's supposed to give him an indication out in the field or umpire or something that this ball was caught or wasn't?
No, I mean, they're supposed to make a call, but you're not beholden to waiting on the umpire's call
right.
if you have base. Like, look at it this way. The base coaches are on your team. They're wearing your uniform. Go ahead and pick them up. If you're wondering, like, oh, let me see who are my guys,
right.
not, oh, this other guy who's here to be the outside arbitrator of our game may or may not have made his call yet. Let me wait here and stay on hold until somebody tells me where to go. You just can't get caught in that situation in the moment. I understand it. But you just have to be able to instinctually know what you need to do. And Juan Soto, you just saw it. He just got caught there and just basically threw his hands up and was like, I don't know. Where should I go? What do I do here? Where am I? And that was ultimately to the Braves' favor and a heads-up play from Ronald to get straight down and get the ball to first base as fast as possible.
Grant McCauley, 92.9 The Game, Atlanta Braves insider, host of From the Diamond, which will be on the airwaves here on 92.9 The Game on Sunday afternoon from 5 to 7. The other thing we saw last night, which I think is always important, anytime a pitcher comes in and can keep a team scoreless when a guy starts on second, it means the world. It's what allows you to win with nothing more than a sac fly. Raisel Iglesias came in, got the job done in a big way, and it's the last of a couple of really strong outings for him. I know he's not like reclaimed the closer role specifically. You're still working your way through Pierce Johnson, Dylan Lee, and a couple other things, but really nice to see him rounding back into the form we had seen before.
You got to have it. I mean, there's just no two ways about it. There have been so many questions in the bullpen just coming into spring training about how are you going to fill the roles that get to Iglesias, but everybody had kind of just assumed he should pretty much be what he's always been in a Braves uniform and really for much of this decade. Mm-hmm. But he was not that in the early going. So you needed him to turn it around. These last three outings, he has been efficient. He's been in the zone. He's been attacking. And not surprisingly, he's been keeping guys off base. Mm-hmm. So I think you continue to stack those up, and hopefully he'll be able to kind of reclaim those closer's duties, and it'll make it a little bit easier for some of the other guys. And, of course, if the Braves can get on a nice little roll here in this very important 13-game stretch against NL East foes with seven of those against the Mets, then you'll start to know what you need and what you may want to go out and get if you're the Braves as you head into July, the All-Star break, and obviously the trade deadline.
All right, Grant. So now it's MLB draft and everything like that. And so they had the combine on yesterday, Grant, and it's on the TV in here. And so I'm sitting here, and I'm like, they're just doing BP, but it's not like they're doing anything that in a home run derby when you're behind the cage, you're smacking it out of there. But I saw this stat, and I was like, if anybody knows it, Grant McCauley knows it. Grant, what does it mean when they said this kid has exceptional barrel control?
It basically means that he is putting the right part of the bat, the sweet part of the bat, okay, on the ball at a very high level. I mean, that's really, does this guy strike the ball and do so with authority? And that, I think, it's one of the many measurables you can get into metrics, and there are new analytics that come out every year, and some of them are really fascinating. Some of them, you know, the direct application, it's not quite A to B. You've kind of got to go through a few steps to really kind of understand what it's telling you. But really, I mean, the MLB draft, I think you know this from your experience, it's unlike a lot of the other drafts. I mean, when we get to the NFL combine, everybody knows what they're looking for, right, how it's measured, and what's going on. With this, it's more of a, all right, let's see what these kids' skill sets tell us based on how we can measure it. So you'll see things like sprint speed. I'm sure you'll see some things like average exit velocity. I think I saw that CC Sabathia's son, I believe, or maybe his nephew, was a big draw in this particular combine. It might have been his son, and maybe it was the nephew of Dimitri Young and Delman Young, who was also really putting up some big exit velocity numbers. So you kind of see the bloodlines and all the fun stuff that goes with this. But the MLB draft, it just doesn't feed into the excitement that the NFL draft, the NBA draft does, because, all right, congratulations, guys. We might see in a year or two, probably more like three or four years, and then you can come be stars for the team. So it's just been interesting to see the way they're trying to market it now.
Oh. Quick question as we wrap up here, Grant.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
about a couple of guys at Gwinnett now. We know the timeline for Jurickson Profar. He can rejoin the club July 2nd. He obviously made his first two singles, the sack fly, you know, starting that. But also Nacho Alvarez was optioned there to Gwinnett. What is the plan or potential timeline for him? Are they looking at bringing him up? Do they need to see something from him offensively in Gwinnett? What do you know about his appearance there as he works his way back from injury as well?
I think it's really just show some consistency, start hitting the ball hard again, and, you know, maybe they can figure out a place for him. But honestly, I don't think they look at him as a big league shortstop. You don't need a third baseman, and he's not going to supplant Ozzie Albies for a variety of reasons, because number one, they need Ozzie Albies to figure things out. Number two, Ozzie's tenure with the team, and I think that he's just an option from a team building and dynamics perspective that you're not just looking to replace at the first sign of a bad season. Now, that may not sound like a fun conversation to be having, because it's not. In the ideal world, Ozzie Albies figures some things out, but I don't really see a clear role for Nacho Alvarez right now. But if he shows that he can hit and put the bat on the ball consistently, maybe he pushes his way into the mix at some point. I just don't see a clear path to at bats for him.
Grant, appreciate your time as always. Chris Sale on the mound tonight would be huge to get a series win and potentially a sweep, but it has to go through Sale tonight. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it,
yep.
Mike.
Yep, got to have it. Thanks, guys.
There you go, Grant McCauley. Everything you need to know about the Atlanta Braves. You can also catch more of that on Sunday from the Diamond.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.